Good afternoon. This is the That's So Good show. I have today here special guest, Mr. Chef Brandon, and he is the owner and founder of the Original Family Smokehouse.
Yes, indeed.
So today we're going to have a conversation about food and plant food life.
Yes, indeed.
We're here with Brandon, Mr. Chef Brandon. Hello, Brandon. How you doing today?
How you doing, Chef Macy?
Fantastic,
well.
Fantastic.
Beautiful day in St. Louis.
Yes, it is. So I just want to let everybody know that I'm sitting here with this Mr. Brandon. He is the owner and founder of the Original Family Smokehouse. He specializes in plant-based food. And today we want to learn a little bit more about it. So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about you and your business.
Well, yes, the business is Original Family Smokehouse. You know, I started in 2017. The first event we did was at Conscious Fest down on the landing. You know, I was just trying to have fun with it. Just wanted to serve people some of what I made at home. The response was overwhelming out of the gates. So, you know, I knew it was time for me to take it there. I knew I had a viable business platform. Went for it. Our mission is to change the perspective of plant-based eating for our community and beyond with a profitable, you know, top quality food service product. You know, I've been back and forth being plant-based since like right after high school, pretty much.
Now, plant-based, sorry to cut you off.
Oh, you did.
Let the viewers know, and of course me as well, what does plant-based really mean for your body and why you decided to take a route towards plant-based? Because, you know, I chef too, but I don't have any type of education on plant-based.
I see, but the thing is, you do, because all I have is green beans and potatoes. So, you know, that is the purpose of our business, to shift the perspective.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, when, you know, a lot of our people hear plant-based, you know, vegan, you know, we think salads.
What's the
know.
Difference? Is it the same?
Well, veganism is a principle by which you are very much opposed to animal abuse. It's any type of usage of animals at all.
Okay.
I'm definitely about compassion. Our food model, the way that we treat animals, the way that like it's not for me. It's not something I want to consume in my soul. You know, that's how animals live. And, you know, you're going to put that energy in your body if you're eating that dead flesh. You know, that energy carries on.
It does.
So, but why I say plant-based as opposed to vegan is because for me, it's about my people. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's a good answer. I like that, Brandon.
Plant-based is about more about diet than veganism is, because you could be a vegan and be sitting up eating McDonald's french fries all day. And
because they're potatoes. Because they're
potatoes.
Okay.
It's not an animal. So, but you know, for me, it's about health.
Okay.
When I first went plant-based, went vegan, I was, you know, on some vegan tip. You know, it was about the animals. I was shown videos of chicken farms, you know, just the abuses and the treatments of animals, and that shocked me.
Yeah.
And so that was the primary reason years ago when I first went plant-based, right after high school. I graduated in 2003, to give you some context.
Okay.
Well,
shouts out to Shodan. Shouts out to Shodan. I went to Richmond Heights, Maplewood Richmond Heights. That's where I went. You know, well, you said something that touches me. You know, I haven't went vegan or plant-based yet, but I do understand that it's something bad with eating food. It makes you feel horrible sometimes because of what they went through for you to even get it.
Yeah.
I get that. But I just really wanted to, you know, let the viewers know today and just kind of just get a better understanding of plant-based food so I can start introducing it into some of my recipes, you know, eating a little bit more healthier, building our immune system because we are dealing with a pandemic.
Definitely.
Yes, and it is nature out here. We have your beautiful, beautiful baby out here today.
I got my son out here right now. It's a beautiful day in Tower Grove
Beautiful.
Park.
It is Tower Grove Park, and we're out here having a wonderful time. The baby's out here in nature, and in happy Earth Day, by the way.
Oh, it's Earth Day.
Earth Day, Plant Day, you know, that's what we're talking about.
Like that. That's how we have to do it.
Plant food. So, again, another question for you. Another question for you. It's all good. It's all good. Love and happiness. He's so happy.
But to answer your question,
that is the result of a child being raised on a plant-based food. He's always happy.
He's got a lot of energy.
Very, very alert, very alert, energetic, and he's 1 year old, and he's doing stuff that three-year-olds do. Sorry about that.
Go ahead. To answer your question about how to incorporate plant-based foods into your diet, like I said, you're already doing it because I had your food, greens and potatoes, fire, delicious. When I say we want to change perspective with the Original Family Smokehouse, we want to get people out of that thinking that, you know, plant-based food is just veggie burgers, it's just salad. It's so much more. A lot of us are already cooking plant-based already, you know. Pretty much, you know, Sundays at, you know, my grandmother's house, it was more so about the size for me. Definitely, it was meat-heavy in the house I grew up in, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just because we weren't shown those ways to cook, you know, and we were just had a certain stigma in our brain, like, you know, you want to be a man, you got to eat some meat. You want to get prostate cancer, you eat some meat. You know, you want to have heart problems, you eat meat. You want to have ED, eat too much meat. You know what I'm saying? So that's one perspective shift that could be made, meat being manly. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I got so many things I want to ask. Go ahead.
Yeah, I could just keep running too, so please feel free to stop me, ask me any question.
I was going
to
ask you, what is your specialty? What are you known for at the Smokehouse? Yes, what is your special?
Well, I'm talking about plant-based food is definitely not just about veggie burgers. Our primary, our flagship menu item is the Crisp Burger. That's a smoked beyond burger. You know, I cook it just like I used to cook hamburgers, and I did used to cook hamburgers. Getting up in the kitchen to prep, getting ready for tomorrow's service tonight. You can see the full menu at originalfamilysmokehouse.com. The most personal item to me on my menu is the seafood gumbo.
It is good.
Yeah. Had some a couple weeks ago.
It is delicious. Yes. I mean, delicious, and it's very, very, very good for a warm night to stay warm when it's nice and cold.
Because y'all never know what you're going to get in St. Louis. You can get it on a warm summer's day, too.
Yeah, well, and it also goes for any, it's seasonal because it has that type of flavor and that broth and that roux where it's all purpose, all season.
That is why I say it's like a recipe near and dear to my heart. My grandmother taught me how to make roux. She used to make actual seafood gumbo. The C in my seafood gumbo is for compassion.
Y'all heard that compassion. That was a good one.
Yeah, but my grandmother definitely had a huge influence on me cooking. My uncle did. My entire family ate meat. So why is it near and dear to my heart? Because it's the most from scratch item we have. You know, the Crisp Burger, you know, it's a bioproduct, beyond products. You know, I've been on the scene since, I think, 2015. Plant-based food industry, I think it's $4.5 billion industry last time that I checked. Yeah, so I'm definitely trying to get you all hip, you know, eat healthier. Also, I'm buying my bread with this, so it's an industry that we need to be getting into. I'm sure y'all see White Castle's got a veggie burger now, you know.
Oh, God. Burgers. Everybody got it now.
Everybody's getting it.
Well, I'm going to get it now. Not just
that. Hey, I can help you out with that. It's about money for these corporations. It's definitely about money for me, too. Mm-hmm. It's also like, I'm not expecting everybody. When I started eating plant-based, I just went cold turkey or cold cauliflower. I don't know. I didn't know what I was
that
doing.
That was a good one. Did y'all catch that joke? Cold turkey, and then he said cold cauliflower. No meat at all, not even in the vocabulary.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, I had headaches, didn't know what I was doing. It was hard transitioning from cooking meat to, you know, I didn't know where to begin. So that's another reason why I do what I do. You know, everything that we prepare on my menu, I try to keep it super simple so that people can do it at home. Yeah. That's how we're trying to bring people in. Like, my food is healthier than, you know, you eating at Burger King. But it's definitely levels to this. So I want to be that gateway for people eating healthier, you know, eating more plant-based. And I'm not expecting everybody to just do like I did, go cold turkey, quit all the way. I just want people to eat more plant-based.
Try in increments, to just try it, okay? Exactly. And do they have any plant-based beverages that you do, or do you recommend anything to drink?
Most all beverages are plant-based. Most of that just drink water and tea.
Wandering
Jess soda, I'm pretty sure that's plant based, even though the grapes ain't grape and grape Jess.
Mm-hmm. Well, smoothies, fresh smooth fruit would be delicious, I think.
Absolutely. That's and pretty much my breakfast every morning, you know, mangoes, blueberries, tahini, and just coconut milk, a few things added in.
That sounds good. You ain't bring none of that today?
Hey.
Mangoes and blueberries and coconut milk. I can drink one of those right now.
Yeah, that just goes back to, you know, what you say. It's a lot simpler than people think. You know what I'm saying? Like, that perspective, just, you know, even thinking on the terms of, like, damn, is my soda plant-based? It's like, more often than not, also, it's not the healthiest choice. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. Especially mm-hmm. with us, you know, our people suffer from heart disease, you know, diabetes, you know, we're sicker. Black, and I mean, you know, black people, Aboriginal people, however you want to call it. Mm-hmm. More often than not, our people are sicker. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we need this more than anybody, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah. What else do we have on the menu? You know, jab cakes, greens, beans, you know, I'm trying to definitely...
Smoky baked beans.
Did you get some of the beans?
I've tasted them before at a few of our events we did at Better Family Life. Shout out to Better Family Life. That's
Big
where
I
know
Life.
Him from, Better Family Life.
Yes, indeed.
They were delicious, and, you know, we need to start doing some events since we have these summer coming months where we introduce the plant-based food.
Yeah, we are definitely going to be out here, Original Family Smokehouse. We're going to be up on Cherokee a lot this summer.
Yes, let us know where you're going to be at. So if anybody wants to come out this weekend or, you know, where can we find you? Where are your locations?
We did have an event that unfortunately got canceled that was supposed to be up on Texas and Cherokee.
Okay.
They're moving it to Sunday.
Okay.
So they are going to be my sister Isabella. I can't remember the name of her organization off the top of my head right now. I actually just met her recently.
Okay.
But they're going to be up on Cherokee in Texas this Sunday. I'm going to have my son with me, so I'm not going to be able to be there, but we will be at their next event, which is going to be May 8th, and that's going to be at Texas and Cherokee. But you can catch us serving this. It's going to be raining apparently Friday and Saturday, but y'all never know in St. Louis, but we've been missing y'all. So we are going to be serving this Friday and Saturday. You can place your orders right now at originalfamilysmokehouse.com. That's originalfamilysmokehouse.com. Check us out on the Instagram at OFSH2017.
Yes, those two platforms is the only way that you're going to get that good, good plant-based food. And again, he makes the recipes so simple that you can learn and make them from home. And I just wanted to basically introduce him to you, introduce his business, and let you know that there's other ways to eat healthier and make things taste good. And if you have any senior citizens in your home, or any children in your home, you can help introduce them to those different eating habits to make them feel good. Because when you eat good, you feel good.
Flat out. And it's like, tell your people, man, for those watching who are plant-based,
yes,
like, our mission, another reason I don't like to call myself vegan,
mm-hmm.
sometimes people get a little bit too extra on that vegan tip. You know, vegan police, you know who you are.
the vegan police.
Yeah, seriously, with the Original Family Smokehouse, I'm not expecting everybody to just go ham out the gates, you know what I'm saying? Just eat one day out of the week, have a meatless Monday, you know, and if you need some help with that, of course, get at me, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea. Let's try to do that, you know, for the month of May, or maybe just 1 week meatless Monday.
It's
let's try to go without meat.
Y'all making it out to be, I promise, and is damn sure a lot tastier than you think it is. That's
meatless
definitely
Monday.
You know where we're trying to curb
salads,
the market, you know,
have salads and
simple
grits.
And plant-based food, and of course you can't skimp out on flavor, you know, when it comes to nothing. You know, if you know how to cook, you're gonna make anything taste good,
especially bold seasonings. I know you use a lot of bold seasonings.
Yeah, I hope I ain't hit you too hard with that gumbo.
No, you did not. It keeps the palate nice and popped, so that
yes,
you know
indeed.
That you're eating something good, make you want to save something for later.
Yeah.
So, again, friends and family and Facebook viewers, I wanted to introduce Mr. Chef Brandon to you, the owner and founder of the Original Family Smokehouse.
Absolutely.
Again, his platforms are going to be on the end of this segment for you to have for your personal usage for plant-based food. And, again, if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach him at your contact number is
314-325-2332. text. You know, you got any allergy concerns? You know, me myself, like I can't. I'm allergic to wheat. Choose okay. to give up the meat. Definitely don't choose to give up the wheat. So that sucks. I know how that goes. Definitely hit the text line for any allergy concerns. And yeah, just to see where the trailer's gonna be, the website and the Instagram is definitely the best way to go. But more often than not, starting off right now for this season, we're at 3700 Nebraska. That's on the south side, 63118. Yeah.
3700 Nebraska.
Yes,
he'll
indeed.
Be there with nice, delicious food. Come check him out.
Right.
Thank you for joining us today. And again, I'm Chef Nisi. Have a wonderful day and happy Earth Day.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, before we slide out, you know, black people.
Yes.
You know, this was ours first. We live here, too. What is it, like 18% of CO2 emissions, I think, come from animal agriculture?
Mm.
Yeah, so while we're sitting up here on Earth Day, it's definitely something to think about. You know, I know we got a lot going on, a lot of challenges we got to face, you know, anyway. But, yeah, it's still ours. It's going to be ours, you know, at the end of the day anyway. Yeah, we got to take care of where we live, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think it's only second behind the housing industry as far as deforestation goes, animal agriculture. You know, everybody was whining about the Amazon set on fire last year, whatever, and then going home eating cheeseburgers real quick. it's an easy way just to do something nice for the planet we live on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just eat, just shop with me. Support black business. Support your planet. Rocking with the Original Family Smokehouse. Yeah, definitely an easy way to go.
Yes, again, Original Family Smokehouse with Mr. Brandon, chef, owner, and founder.
Yes, indeed. And let me know next time you got an event going.
You're going to be there. We got the viewers seeing you now. So
I'd be happy
I got
to
introduce
know, get
this
with
plant
you in
food.
The kitchen, chef. You know,
I don't even want to try to make it. I'm probably going to put some grease in there or some chicken broth. I might mess up. So we're going to leave it to you.
I'm going
to
show you it's a lot easier than you think. Green beans and potatoes already on hit. That's a vegan meal you got going right there.
Green beans and potatoes. And also I do a really, really, really good kale stew that I've learned to make from one of my African friends. So shout out to them. We got food trucks in the building.
Hey.
Vine and Dash.
Hey.
Vine and Dash.
Yes, indeed.
But again, happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Have a wonderful day. And thank you for tuning in.
Peace. Man, let me tell you how God is. I was just enough to think I need a partner. I wonder what's going on with my homegirl, Lona. Who we got right here? Out of nowhere.